This is Jeremy Deeds, Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 15th of November 2010. I'm sorry it's a bit late this week, having lost my iPhone on Sunday evening and not got it back until yesterday evening. Anyway, let's have a look at the markets, which were pretty dull last week, with some fairly serious falls in some parts of the world. And really three things that caused this, none of them particularly surprising. First was the rhetoric in the run-up to the G20 in Seoul and the realisation that cooperation to deal with the current financial problems across the world was not going to come easily. And in fact, the outcome was more likely to be currency wars, with the obvious conclusion that these then lead to trade wars and possibly worse. So that didn't help the markets. In addition, investors started looking in more detail at the Fed's announcement about QE2 from the previous week and realised it probably wasn't quite all it was cracked up to be, and as a result investors started to take the shine off that by moving out of stocks. And then the third thing, of course, was the resurgence of the European debt crisis, with a focus this time on Ireland, and as we've seen that's carried on throughout the weekend and into the early part of this week, where it's now the headline news. And once again, the hype is building about this, with talk of contagion into Spain and Portugal, and mutterings about the death of the euro again. So none of these did much good for the markets last week. North American markets were generally down around 2-2.5%. European markets down about 1-2%. Most Far Eastern markets were down. Hong Kong down nearly 3%. China down 5%. India down 4%. But Japan bucked the trend, rising up about 1%. In terms of economic growth, the Eurozone reported a slowdown in GDP growth for the third quarter, and yesterday, Monday, Japan released its third quarter growth data, which showed a surprise rise in GDP of nearly 1%, up from nearly 0.5% in the second quarter. However, much of that growth in Japan was boosted by various stimulus packages, including incentives for buyers of low-emission cars and a rush to buy cigarettes before an increase in tobacco tax. Both of those incentives have now gone, and along with yen strength, it seems likely that Japan growth will stall or even contract slightly over the next two quarters. This week coming, there's little in the way of new data, although in the UK we will see data on retail sales and the labour market. And in the US we see inflation reports out Tuesday and Wednesday, which could have an impact on the bond markets. And in the US last week you did also see some reasonably interesting data on consumer sentiment, which appears to be holding and even improving somewhat. And hardly surprisingly, export growth in the US is helping to add to demand for the manufacturing sector, and both of these have helped to underpin the economic recovery somewhat in the US. Anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you very much. And just before I go, a reminder that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, you should contact Planning for Life on 01439 770105 or through our website www.planningforlife.org. or your professional advisors before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448 184. Goodbye and thank you very much, and I'll speak to you next week.